Welcome, John, to the studio.
Thank you, Etan. Lovely to be here.
I would like the listeners to hear your concept, to hear your vision.
Kingdom Builders was started in about 2004 with the vision to help business people, particularly small business people, understand both opportunity, to understand what I call principles that, as in my earlier days, I'd talk about as generalized principles that apply to physics, maths, chemistry, finance, and romance. And what I found was that those principles were all biblical principles, just put in other words. So we help try and help business people understand what those principles are, how to apply them in the businesses, the value of morals and ethics in leadership, and building communities around them.
Since we have met a few years ago, promoting moral values to your members, and especially to your young generation.
Absolutely. The key is in our young generation and building up young people to both, you know, fulfill their creative ideas, but to do it in a way that benefits all, not just benefits self. As we see right now in the world with our current economic situation, that we have very much fallen into the trap of it's all about self. It's all about building my kingdom instead of my community. And that is what we're trying to teach our young people, that that's not the way it was designed to be.
It's amazing that you're speaking about the number one aim is the young people, is those, we spoke about it earlier in Hebrew with Yaakov Michelin, who you know very well, yes. Visiting Yisum in Israel, the technology transfer of the Hebrew University. And one thing that I saw in your conference on Friday was how many young people are coming to listen. They could go to any exhibition, to any fair, yeah. But the message that you put across as a leader on stage with yeah. guests from overseas, can you tell us a bit about the summit and its vision?
Yes. So we launched on Friday what we call the Preferred Economy, A Just Nation. And we also launched something new in Australia and around the world called the All Shall Prosper Movement. And it's really about having a nation that is fair, righteous, moral, ethical, and has in all the spheres or the mountains of business, education, health, political, church, whatever, that these values and morals underpin who we are as a nation. And at my observation is right now is that we've lost a lot of those ancient values and morals that our fathers and forefathers brought us up in. And we're following down a track that is leading to disaster economically, educationally, political systems that are all over the place. We don't know if we've got a prime minister one week or 1 month or 1 year, or, you know, we're seeing a collapse of the things we used to hold true and righteous. And so we launched the All Shall Prosper movement on Friday, and it was basically our aim is to gather 150,000 plus SME, small business operators in Australia, to gather together in one database and then to have influence in the areas of their business and their marketplaces to bring back these morals and values.
You know, and I know that you are also working together closely with the ICCC, the yes. International Christian Chamber of Commerce, and yes. I met leaders from all over the world that you organized me to meet in Israel a few months ago, and I saw the tangible behind international effort for values.
Yes. Well, the International Christian Chamber of Commerce, which I am a member of, is in about 87 countries around the world. And it has a very close liaison to the nation of Israel and has done for a number of years. We feel inextricably connected to the nation of Israel, both because of our faith and also because we believe that we are there to work and partner with the nation of Israel. And as you know, for me and Kingdom Builders and many of our other organisations in Australia, we want to bring our young people to places like Hebrew University to learn the not just the technologies, that's part of it, but, you know, leadership, community, how a community works together and cares for each other. And yes, create their ideas and start up their businesses and help them on that journey.
And I must say that your effort is really equal in all fronts. You're going to the Ben-Gurion University Center for Advanced Innovations and Technology to visit and understand what they're doing in a desert environment. You're
yes.
showing interest to agriculture. You're meeting people from Tel Aviv University, from the Technion, from Weizmann Institute. The quality of your attention to pick the gems, as we say, of
yeah.
all those universities and amazing innovations, bring them to Australia. Maybe finally, tell me a little bit about the Expound. What does it mean?
Yes. So Expound is sort of like a partner or whom we work with that really helps young people, once they've created their idea and their business plan, then how do they bring it to marketplace and where does it fit and how do we work their creative idea into being a successful business with the key aspect that it's about helping communities grow, working with people so that the community benefits, not just the self.
And finally, John, a leader, an amazing example, just a final remark on your amazing initiative in your conference to raise funds to take an Indigenous student from Australia
yes.
to Israel to the Hebrew University.
Yes. So one of the things that happened on Friday is we actually had Aboriginal Indigenous leaders standing with us. We have our Jewish leaders standing with us, and we have all that we are involved with in the Christian world, leaders, business, etc. And our vision is next year to sponsor an Indigenous Aboriginal young man or woman to go and spend a year at Hebrew University and be exposed to all those wonderful ideas, technologies and faith of the Jewish community and how that fits in their place in the future.
A leader with purpose to help business people understand kingdom principles and how to apply them into their lives and businesses. John Lockwood, thank you so much.
Pleasure.